Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Identity theft insurance is fast becoming a must-have option as digital transactions, cloud storage, and the online exchange of information become more common due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The increased exposure is driving the need for insurers to evolve and reevaluate their policies and coverages. This is also the subject of a new AM Best report titled Personal Cyber Insurance Moves Beyond Identity Theft. Joining us today to discuss the report are its authors, Associate Director David Blades and Associate Analyst Lauren Magro. And Lauren, we're going to start with you. What's fueling this growing industry interest in personal ID and theft and coverage?
Right. Thanks, John. So primarily fueling this growing interest in the personal identity theft coverage is that increased exposure to the digital world, as you just mentioned. And that has definitely been exacerbated by the pandemic. When stay-at-home orders were first implemented, in addition to travel restrictions, an enormous amount of communications, transactions, they were all transferred onto online platforms, and most of them still remain there to this day. So that, coupled with both the frequency and the severity of personal cybercrimes in our world today becoming more prevalent, users are just more susceptible to the risk.
So, Lauren, how are insurers currently providing the coverage?
So insurers differ slightly in how they're currently providing the coverage, whether that be a standalone policy or a package policy. Many insurers that do offer it as a package policy offer the identity theft coverage as a part of either a homeowner's, condos, or renter's insurance for an additional cost, while others may offer a lower limit of coverage for no additional cost. And given that increased interest in identity theft coverage, we could definitely see further developments in the future in terms of how the coverage is offered.
David, how profitable is this line of coverage?
Well, profitability for this line of insurance is somewhat difficult to pinpoint, and some of that picks up on what Lauren said in terms of the way that different companies provide the coverage. You know, some, as she said, provide it as part of a package policy, so again, it can be difficult to identify from a premium and loss standpoint. But to this point, based on the data that is available, writing ID theft insurance has been profitable in the aggregate. I do have to mention that loss sensitivity is somewhat elevated due to the low premium base for the coverage and the potential volatility, in terms of the severity of loss that can actually happen, again, when you're dealing with a low premium base. So the profitability could be volatile from that standpoint. But again, based on what we've seen to this point, we've seen that the coverage is basically profitable. Another inherent factor that sort of helps ID theft from a profitability standpoint is, if you look at it, when a business is hacked and an individual's personal information is compromised, it's the insurance company for the business that's responsible for monitoring and mitigating and handling the claim. So from that standpoint, for those exposures, that's covered on the business's coverage. So from that perspective, that's somewhat mitigates the loss activity that you do see on the personal ID line.
What kind of opportunities might exist for insurers as we move forward?
Well, I think they're great opportunities for those insurers that really come to the plate with products that can actually, deal with the fact that we are, moving into a highly digitized environment, much more so than in the past. So there's greater awareness for the security that's needed for personal cyber and ID theft protection. So the companies that can develop the products that keep pace with the increasing number of threats that are faced with regards to, cyber liability and personal cyber liability, those companies will prove their mettle over time, and they'll be the most valuable companies from the standpoint of this marketplace. And I think, the other thing is companies that can help offer value-added services to their clients, so it helps them from a loss control standpoint of being more aware of things on a proactive basis in terms of how to protect themselves, what kind of safeguards and what kind of protections they need and what kind of safeguards they need to put in place, how they need to help, from their own standpoint, protect their information. I think that's actually going to be even more valuable, because for the insurers, that prove themselves in the marketplace, not only in bringing the products, but in also providing those value-added services. I think that's where those companies will be able to differentiate themselves and separate themselves from other competitors, and that'll reflect in their premium writings as we go forward.
Thanks, David. Lauren?
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
That was Associate Director David Blades and Associate Analyst Lauren Magro. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.